Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotional. Today's passage comes from 2 Samuel chapter 9. Verse 1. And David said, "Is there still anyone left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba, and they called him to David. And the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" And he said, "I am your servant." And the king said, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God to him?" Ziba said to the king, "There's still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in his feet." The king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "He is in the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, at Lodebar." Then King David sent and brought him from the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, at Lodebar. And Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and paid homage. And David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Behold, I am your servant." And David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan, and I will restore to you all the land of Saul your father, and you shall eat at my table always." And he paid homage and said, "What is your servant that you should show regard for a dead dog such as I?" Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "All that belonged to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's grandson. And you and your sons and your servants shall till the land for him and shall bring in the produce that your master's grandson may have bread to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, shall always eat at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, "According to all that my lord the king commands his servant, so will your servant do." So Mephibosheth ate at David's table, like one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son, whose name was Micah. And all who lived in Ziba's house became Mephibosheth's servants. So Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, for he ate always at the king's table. Now he was lame in both his feet. Amen. What a beautiful passage. And I feel really lucky today getting to dive deep into the story of redeemed dignity. Jonathan had a son named Mephibosheth who was crippled from a young age. Once his grandfather, King Saul, died, he started to live in hiding, in fear that King David will kill him. Back in the day, it was pretty normal for the new king to kill all the remaining potential heirs to the previous king's lineage. It was no wonder, especially given the history between David and Saul, that Mephibosheth thought it was very likely that he would be targeted and killed. Yet David's heart was this. He said, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God to him?" It's not like David perchance just ran into Mephibosheth and decided to show him mercy. No, he pursued after Mephibosheth in order to show him the loving kindness of God. And not only does he just spare his life, but he says he will restore him to all the land of Saul and eat at his table always. And this is where I want to really focus on today. Mephibosheth responds, "But what is your servant that you should show regard for a dead dog such as I?" Have you ever felt that way before? Who are we that God shows such regard to us? It's easy sometimes to allow the shame and mere nothingness of who we are to separate us from receiving the full restoration that God has in store for both you and I. And this is probably how Mephibosheth felt when David was showing him his loving kindness. But let's continue on in the passage. It later says that Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's sons. He even had his own son named Micah. Him and the next generation, they lived in Jerusalem and always ate at the king's table. And this is amazing. Why? Because this is dignity being restored. This is what loving kindness of God can do to people. A man who once regarded himself as a dead dog was now a king's kid, and had a place at the table every day. In many ways, this is like God's heart for us. When I was living in Singapore, I got to meet some really wonderful and mercy-filled brothers and sisters in Christ who were reflecting God's hesed, steadfast, and enduring loving kindness to those around them. One of them is Tess, who you may know. She was sent by our church, Symphony, to Asia in 2017, as well as her husband, Sam. They are owners of a boxing gym, and Sam is the head coach there. He is passionate about using boxing and Muay Thai to build relationships with people from all sorts of life and aims to coach them, not only in their boxing skills, but in their spiritual life. They also volunteer at a halfway house in Singapore where lots of boys who were once part of gangs or from drug-filled families went for rehab. Sam and Tess would build amazing relationships with some of these boys and would give them free boxing lessons to help let out their aggression. But there have been many instances where the boys, people that they invested so much time and money and energy into, they would take advantage of their help to run away or run back to their own ways. Yet Sam and Tess were so determined to stay faithful, and they always wanted to show the loving kindness of God to them. They always kept their door open and were able to see people who society deemed as a dead dog, to be restored in Jesus' name, to have a table prepared for them. God restores dignity through loving kindness, and we too have the ability to extend that to those around us as well, just like King David and with people like Tess and Sam. And we are able to extend this kind of love to others because Jesus first loved us like this and continues to do so. So let's take some time today to reflect on two things. Number one, the loving kindness of God that we have received. Perhaps it was shown through a friend or a brother or sister from church, just like King David. And number two, let's reflect on how we can extend that loving kindness to those around us. How can we restore dignity to others? How can we show mercy to those around us? Let's ask the Lord to open our spiritual eyes, to give us opportunities to put this into practice this week. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this amazing passage this morning that shows David's soft heart of wanting to really be your light, to show loving kindness, not just to anybody, but to somebody that felt like had no dignity, that felt like David was going to hurt him. But instead, he prepared a table for him and he was treated just like his own son. And so we have so much to learn from this passage, and I pray that you would teach us, God, to show the same kind of loving kindness to those around us, because you have first shown that to us. So we thank you, we love you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.